A few months ago, I was sitting in the living room of my daughter and her family in Tucson, Arizona. We had just finished doing the dishes, and the two little girls, Joy and Amber, stepped outside on the front porch. And all of a sudden, the two of them exploded with a piercing scream, coupled with shouts to their dad to come outside and to hurry, hurry, hurry. Rich leaped to his feet and bolted to the door. The two girls were screaming, "Tarantula! It's a tarantula! Oh, Daddy, be careful! It's a tarantula!" Then the oldest of the two girls, Joy, who was in junior high, got an idea. She wanted to capture it for her science class. Everyone agreed that was a great idea. But it dawned on the girls that their dad could be in quite a bit of danger if the tarantula should sting him while he was trying to lure the thing into a plastic jar. So they began to jump up and down, imploring their dad to be careful. Actually, Rich didn't need to be warned. He knew the danger involved. And after a few minutes, he had the thing safe and sound in a little plastic container. As I watched the little drama being played out, I thought to myself, I wish people were as careful and cautious around dangers in the spiritual realm as they are in the physical realm. Like Joseph was. You remember the account in Genesis of young Joseph in Egypt? He was tempted by Potiphar's wife, and the Bible says he fled and got him out. Now, I know there are more up-to-date ways of saying that, but I love the way the King James translation puts it. He got him out. To me, it conveys urgency and fear and movement and haste, almost to say to panic. He wanted nothing to do with that woman. He didn't try to reason with her, try to persuade her. He simply got out. Just as my two granddaughters were terrified by the damage the tarantula could do, so you and I must be aware of the dangers of fleshly lusts and get out of there. Friend, how about you? Perhaps you've grown lax in dealing with lust. Its sting is subtle, but so damaging in your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.